Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This was just taking the temperature of the room after the game. It seemed like your defense was pretty pissed off about everything they heard all week long about not being able to stop the run. Was that your sense? Did you get when you took the temperature of the room, did you feel like there was guys going out there with something to prove?
It's an accurate, pretty accurate statement. They had a good demeanor all week. That's all I'll say.
Okay. And then Matt Milano, speaking of demeanor, I was joking with Sean about it. You don't get a lot from him. We barely even talk to him. But is there something, as somebody who knows him so well, where you're starting, you've seen something, a sign, a look in his eye, anything where it's starting to feel like it used to for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that people tend to forget is Matt Milano was an all-pro. And then at the beginning of the year last year, Matt Milano was playing as good as any defensive player in the National Football League. When you don't play football for as long as he's played it, you know, you gotta knock the rust off, you know, and I think we're starting to see some of that. I think he's starting to feel a lot more comfortable with just football in general, I guess is the biggest thing. The best way to get back to where you are is to play football. And obviously there's been a few things here and there, but I think you're just seeing him start to knock the rust off, and Matt Milano's Matt Milano.
And then obviously we could dive into Lamar, Derek, their offense is so good. But how important is the communication, but also the continuity between the three levels when you're facing two guys that present the problems that they do?
Absolutely critical. It doesn't matter who you're playing against. That's a critical aspect of us having success on defense. And I think the biggest thing that we need to make sure is that there's an upward trajectory with us and making sure that, and I say it every week, but have a great awareness of our opponent, how they're going to try to attack us and what we need to do against them. And obviously we're going up against a great offense with great players. I think our defense will be up for the challenge.
Under 25% on third down. I know you was loving that all day, but just care to talk about the importance of Taron Johnson. He went down early, but he was able to come back. How much of a spark did that provide to know that he was be able to come back and play?
Yeah, I mean, Taron was an all-pro last year for a reason. And his level of play is when it comes to the nickel position, is near the top, if not at the top. And, you know, to have him on the field is going to affect the game. And, it's always good to have him out there.
No doubt, Coach. Smart, fast, physical. You probably want to put another letter on that hat. D is for discipline, because you're definitely going to have to be disciplined with that two-headed monster back there. How important is eye discipline in regards to that two-headed monster, that Baltimore guy?
You played that really well, Mookie. That was pretty impressive, man. That was pretty – did you have that written down?
No,
right off the top. No, I mean, it's going to be absolutely 100% critical. I mean, all 11 guys are going to have to do their job, have their eyes where they're supposed to be, know what their keys are, and then let their keys tell them what to do. So it's not only with this offense, but every week. And that's something that, you know, we want to make sure that we're detailed on. And, discipline's absolutely critical.
How excited are you to know that you're going to have just about all your horses? Last game, you didn't have your horses, man. And now, you know, your guys coming in defensively fully healthy. Where do you see your chances, you know, with a fully healthy defense going into matchup this week?
We'll find out Sunday.
Kind of building on that point of getting guys back from the last matchup, Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, Taron Johnson, obviously they're going to help. But specifically with the zone read, when they have to make those quick decisions, to have that kind of experience in that position, to have the communication back, just how critical is that when dealing with the zone read tandem there?
Yeah, I think anytime, it's interesting because our lineup has been all over the place a little bit this year, and that's not an excuse by any means, but you know, in any profession, you know, the continuity, I think, is an important piece. And open lines of communication, clear communication, and then sometimes just knowing what the guy in front of you is going to do. And, you know, that's and like I said before, that's a critical aspect. And as I was saying here earlier, it's not just in football, right? It's in anything that you want to have success in. And, you know, I think the longer that a group of people in our case are on the field together and are constantly practicing and that communication and you know, non-verbal communication is critical and is absolutely helpful. So it's good that all these guys are able to be out there together and we're all on the same page.
Kind of building on that, you know, you've been kind of injury fortunate the last couple of weeks to be keeping your guys week in and week out. How much of that is a boost? How much is that, knock on wood, just the confidence in the game plan, just having that continuity just in the past couple of months or the weeks here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it absolutely helps. I mean, clearly it helps. And you know, it's more about, you know, the cumulative reps of guys that have had a lot of reps and are able to handle certain things. So it absolutely helps.
You know, Joe was talking about how it felt like, you know, that game in week four seemed like, you know, almost a season ago. Was there any reason to look back at that tape? And if not, why? And what did you garner from it?
Yeah. I mean, I think we absolutely look back at the tape because it's the same opponent. And, you know, they're even operating at a higher level. And sometimes it's good. I mean, we got our butts kicked early. You know, we settled in there a little bit. But, you know, when you talk about on the defensive side, you know, situational football and what it takes to win, we didn't do that. We did not do that in the first game, and it starts with me. And I think it's absolutely critical to go look at that.
As a motivator too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No one likes losing like we lost, you know. No one likes that. I mean, we're all competitors. We're all here for a reason. And that's not to take anything away from Baltimore. They put it on us. And, you know, obviously we're looking for a better performance this time. And, you know, we can, you know, sometimes those scars help you, you know, when you do have the chance, in this case, to play a team again.
When you have a game like that one against Baltimore, how much of your time in preparing to face them a second time or any team that maybe handled you in that manner a second time is spent reviewing that game versus, you know, just scouting them the way that you would for any other opponent for the rest of the season and maybe just trying to come up with a game plan that's, you know, unique to that week and, for lack of a term, sort of, you know, try to predict what they're going to run against you in the upcoming game?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to try to do that every time. You know, we're going to try to predict. That's what our job is try to predict what they're going to do and how they're going to attack us. But, you know, it's a good mix of everything. It's a good mix of everything, Jay. And, you know, we're going to try to put our best plan together to go out there and stop a really good offense and not forget our fundamentals and, you know, the way we play and the way we execute, you know, so all that goes into it.
You had a smile on your face earlier when Matt asked you about the maybe motivation inside of that room and hearing the noise from the outside, and a couple of guys did refer to it. I'm guessing that they don't need that reminder this week because of the opponent and the result earlier this season. Can that be used to your advantage?
I think so. Every game's different, but we'll find out. You know what I mean? We'll find it.
Hey, Bobby, I know it's early in the week and you're just getting going here with this opponent, but when you're watching back that week four game and, like, you know, said, you know, wasn't up to the standard you guys want to play, like, what stands out of what didn't work? Like, are you able to look back and be like, this didn't work, that didn't, like, is there specific things that stand out to you?
Run game, pass game, third down, screen game, red zone.
What did go well is maybe what you're asking.
I think, you know, I will say this, there was a middle section of that game where our guys kind of buckled down and you know, started to put their foot down a little bit, you know, and that was good to see. And we finished the game. I think we had 2 4-minute stops at the end of the game. Although the score was what it was, that's where you find out what your true character is, you know, and our guys didn't quit and they continued to play. So there was a few good things in there.
And then you mentioned, you know, watching that game back. How do you balance that with watching their most recent games and like what they're doing now? Like, is it some of each? Like, how do you?
Yeah, it's just a balance of each, and you got to find it. You can't give you guys too much information, but you got to give them enough information, you know? So, we're finding that balance, you know, to our best knowledge, to our experience, we're trying to find that balance and, you know, trying to put a good game plan together and go out and perform well.
Hey, Bobby, what did your defense do yesterday to allow the Denver Broncos to just convert 22% of their third down opportunities?
Yeah, I think we understood the plan and just executed the defenses, you know, and that's most of the time that's what it comes down to, you know, 11 guys specifically executing the defenses. Because as I've said before, you know, some of our third down faults have not been, you know, specifically here, specifically there. You know, it's been, you know, a culmination of things, and, you know, it comes down to 11 guys doing their job, you know, and they're 1/11th. And in the end, it's 11 guys performing one defense, you know, so.
What type of mindset did you see out of the defense on third down?
They weren't going to be denied. You know, we gave up the one early, you know, bad call by me, but, you know, they were determined.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.